So in ourselves, we can focus on and reward our effort, our process, whether it's failure or success. Active acceptance, it will always be part of us. Now, one of the things that perfectionists very often do when they realize that they're perfectionists and that it's hurting them, they apply the perfectionist approach to overcoming perfectionism, which means I will become a perfect person who's committed to excellence. That doesn't work. That's just more perfectionism. But what active acceptance is about is saying, okay, so I'm not. So I'm still a perfectionist. I will always probably have part of it in me, and that's okay. And that's okay. One of the things that the Buddhists talk about is that very often our greatest challenges, what Karen Horney would call our neuroses, whether it's perfectionism, the fear of failure, whether it's anger that comes up once in a while, anxiety, whatever it is that we have at issue. The Buddhists cognitively reframe it and say we need to look at it as a tool for growth, as a way of learning about ourselves, digging deep inside ourselves and growing. So to look at it, okay, so this is an opportunity for growth, for personal learning, for reflection, for more empathy toward other people, whatever it is. But look at it as a tool. Accept it and then act.